For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The number of people killed in California's deadliest fire ever keeps rising. The Camp Fire in Northern California has now claimed 56 lives, and it's now 35% contained. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
We currently have 130 people on our unaccounted for list.
KCBS's Holly Kwan is in Paradise, California.
It's not like an archaeological dig where you're sifting through the ash. You've got to be logical, methodical, trying to figure out where someone may have been. Search team leader Andrew Radivere.
We look in places, bathrooms, bathtubs, bedrooms, beds, driveways, cars, things where we would likely find people who were trying to shelter in place or flee.
Three people have also died in the Woolsey Fire in Southern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The South has been hit hard with winter. Snow, sleet, and freezing temperatures hit Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Louisiana. People in the South have rarely seen this kind of weather this early in the year. Houston had snow flurries this year before Boston. The Northeast is now bracing for the storm to hit. Forecaster Lonnie Quinn.
Get up to Pennsylvania, New Jersey. It's a midday burst of snow. It's going to change over to a mix with rain involved. And overnight tomorrow, it's heavy rain. Friday morning, a little burst of snow as well.
He says he was set up and the charges are completely bogus. That's what Stormy Daniels attorney Michael Avenatti said about the domestic violence charge against him.
I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work. They had no option in light of the allegations.
He was arrested in Los Angeles and said he expects to be totally vindicated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Israel's defense minister has suddenly resigned his position. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman resigning in protest of the ceasefire reached with Gaza militants, a move that has shocked the Israeli political scene and seems likely to bring about early elections. Lieberman had demanded a far stronger Israeli response to the most intense round of rocket fire against Israel since a 50-day war in 2014, but apparently he was overruled by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the resignation delivering a major blow to Netanyahu's coalition government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
E-cigarette manufacturers are making changes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
In response to new Food and Drug Administration regulations coming out later this week, e-cigarette maker Juul announced a series of actions that they're taking to prevent young people from smoking the e-cigarettes. The company announced it will stop selling the flavored pods of mango, fruit, and cream and cucumber to more than 90,000 retail stores that carry them. Meredith Berkman is with an anti-vaping group. She wants a ban on flavors everywhere.
We just want them to ban the flavors because the evidence shows that flavors hook kids.
And as far as banning those four flavors, this store owner says,
mango is the top-selling flavor for Juul. That's going to probably bring down sales a bit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.